Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
You know, what I tell a lot of photographers is just look out for that word, work for hire. Work for hire means literally you don't own anything that you took. So if you sign any contract and it say work for hire and you're a photographer, that they own that photo, they can do whatever they want with it. T-shirts, product, sell it, flip it, whatever they want to do with it, you don't own it anymore. So you look out for those terms. But then when you enter contracts, most of the Nike and Adidas, unless it's something like major, they don't really need it longer than like a year or two. And they'll buy like global rights to use it, what they call above the line or below the line. Above the line, meaning they can use it like for anything in terms of like on a product or on a billboard or a lot of stuff. Then some of the below the line might be social media or Instagram, things like it may have different tiers to what they can use it for, but that's where the money is at. Cause that's when you own your content, then you can start to charge for like licensing and rights and things of that nature.
Yeah. That happened to Cam, right?
Well, Cam, but then speaking of Nike, this was an iconic situation with Jordan. Remember the situation mm-hmm. a few years ago with the photo of him, like when his rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
And the photographer sued Nike. It was like a 20-year lawsuit. And I think he actually ended up losing. But it was a very public situation where the thing, mm-hmm. the Jordan mm-hmm. symbol, actually, that I'm thinking about, is the Jumpman symbol. The photographer that took the photo of the Jumpman symbol was trying to sue Nike because he was saying that it was his intellectual property
that made them choose the logo.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't think that he actually won that lawsuit, but it was like a 20-year extensive fight, millions of dollars and da da da. But here's my thing. I respect the photographer, but if I'm paying somebody to take a photo, then I just don't understand why is it not my photo, right?
That's fair. I'm not saying that it's right. It's just the way the laws are written. That if you don't make me sign a paperwork to grant you those rights, it's just the way the laws are.
So technically, anybody that takes a photo, if you take a photo of me, right?
Yeah.
And I use that photo for said album cover,
mm-hmm.
and that album sells 10 million records, right? And then you come back 5 years later and say, okay, I want 20% of these record sales.
You can't do that, though.
What can you do?
You can't do that. Per se. So in a situation like that, if I take a photo of either one of you all and we didn't do no paperwork and then you exploited the photo and worked, I could be subject to certain rights, right? So the first thing that's going to happen, my best friend's a lawyer, so he done already gave me this game because I thought the same way, like $1 million, somebody play with me. Well, the first thing that happens is really like they're going to say, what are your true damages, right? So like how... Did you doing that impact my ability to monetize that photograph? So then they're going to go into my records and say, well, right now, if you take a dope photo, how much money do you make off that photo? So if I have no proof of like, well, every time I take a photo, I'm making $1 million. If I don't have that, if it's like, well, you've never sold your work and art, you've never put out an album cover of yourself that went and made money off of, then they'll go to the precedent of what you have. And then they'll say, all right, you might be owed standard rights for a photo album cover, $1,000, $1,500, whatever. Like they're going to go down to what my damages are.
Okay.
And now if I can prove that by you doing that, you stopped my ability and I had a clean ability to make money off that image and you exploited that and stole that from me, I would have to kind of prove how that impacted me in terms of what my numbers would be. But there's nobody in the history, as far as I know, a music industry that's ever gotten percentage of an album sale for an album cover. And then I got to prove that those sales were all based off of my photo. Not that you're a dope rapper and you did 30 other things.
Let's use a better example. Let's use a photo that's put on merch. That happens a mm-hmm. lot. You see iconic photos of like Supreme with
yep.
Dipset, yeah. right? Or you see Mike Tyson, somebody that's used a lot in photos for merch. Biggie.
Yep.
Did the Biggie image. That's a lot on photos. So a lot of merch has been sold for iconic photos that were photo shoot mm-hmm. that got turned into actual merch. How's that work?
So you have a better chance of winning that one because the person bought that photo based off the visual. I mean, bought that t-shirt or merch based off the visual of what's on it. So it's harder for a brand or somebody to say they didn't buy it because of this photo. Yeah. It's like it's on the damn, you know what I mean? It's there. It's not like music where I bought it to hear the song. I bought it for that. So you have a better chance of winning those. So like people have sued like Urban Outfitters and I want to say H&M. Some of them have gotten sued over that. I know it was a big Tupac case where it's one of his photos in an Urban Outfitters shirt and they sued and he won hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The photographer did.
The photographer who took Cam's iconic pink fur, mm-hmm. pink cell phone, he put that on a t-shirt.
Yep.
The dude who actually took the picture sued.
Yep.
And he won.
Yeah, he will win.
Yeah, he had to. So Cam actually, well, I don't know if he's paid it yet, but there was actually a judgment where he has to pay the photographer for using a picture of himself.
That's crazy.
Which is like, when you think about it, it's like.
It's wild, but it's an art form. See, that's the part have to respect. It's like if I painted you or if I did, like I literally had to do something to make that image.
Yeah.
I think it's a true collaboration. In my opinion, I think it should be 50-50. My opinion. That's how I think it should work because that photo of Cam, it's nothing if that was Joe Blow on the street in the same outfit with the same phone to his ear.
Mm-hmm.
Cam'ron made that photo what it is. So I definitely think that there has to be some type of synergy between a respect between both sides. But it has to be both sides because some artists take advantage of it on this side and they take a photo and they just do whatever they want with it and don't even talk to you about it. It's like, it's got to go both ways. I know Jonathan Mayen was in a big suit against Jay-Z over that. And they had a really big lawsuit where Jay was suing Jonathan because he kept selling his artwork, like selling photos of Jay-Z for tens of thousands of dollars.
Mm.
But Jonathan's like, I own it. I want to say they settled out of court. I'm not sure who won or what the resolution, but you're talking about Jonathan Mayen, whose whole career, he shot every single Jay-Z album cover. Like their connection is crazy. So to ever see them have to go to litigation just proves that there's something wrong with the way the law is set up. Honestly, for both parties, like something needs to be done with it. But in fairness to like the subject matter, subjects that's being shot, you don't own it until you
paperwork.
So what's this thing I've been seeing on social media about people that shoot videos?
Mm-hmm.
That the like, let's say like this video that we're shooting now, right? We don't own the video. I've seen like this thing, like similar to that.
You don't own it. That guy that turned that camera on owns it.
Yeah, what's that about?
It's the same concept.
Explain that. So it's the same concept. So it's
Hold on. Ty, I pressed the button. Or did you? I left the cameras on. Yeah, I turned it on. Don't do that.
Press record now. Nah,
and be like that. Like it's that.
So yeah. So explain that because that for content creators. To understand, nobody ever thinks about that, right? Like you're shooting a podcast, you're shooting an mm-hmm. episode, you're shooting even a rap video, right? And you know, you got a videographer, you're going to pay the videographer. So you think I'm paying you for your services. You set the camera up, but I'm the one that's actually doing it, the work.
Yep. It's the same way with photography. Whoever is behind that camera that pushed the button and that compositioned the photo and created the layout and the set, that person technically owns it. Now, I do think it gets a little tricky. I'm not a lawyer by any means, but I do think it gets a little tricky if you guys own the camera that they're using. So these cameras come with copyright information built into the camera. So when I buy my camera, the first thing I do out of my camera is I set my copyright information within the camera. That automatically is imprinted on anything captured with this camera.
How you do that?
It's on the settings of your camera.
Yep.
You go in there and you just put your name, copyright this. So that is one way. So now if it's y'all's cameras and I just hand you my cameras to take a photo of me, it can get kind of tricky to say that now I gotta say you did that. It's because I bought it. Now if I'm bringing my own camera, my own lighting, my own to y'all's thing and I shoot it, and if that payment doesn't spell out that this is a work for hire or this is in exchange for that, I technically could say I own it. Now, will I win in long, like, because some things are still going to be about, did like what you know, like, did you know that or were you, was it you up front that you owned it? And did you do certain things on your end to ensure that there was clarity there? Because if I go along with the idea of letting you all do what y'all want to do with it, I don't believe I can just like undercut you later. Like, oh, they don't know that they didn't sign the paperwork. I'm gonna wait till this blow up. God. Like, I don't think you can do that in good faith and still be doing business. And then I'm gonna catch them 10 years later. I don't think you can do that. And I think you're gonna have a harder time winning that one if in good faith you let them to believe they owned it and could do whatever they want with it. But it's a real thing, and it's becoming more real now with more content being created and these things coming out. Like, you gotta know what it is.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.